The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Food prices in Ireland are continuing to soar. The latest figures from the CSO show consumers are paying 5% more on their groceries now than at this time last year. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been following our food from farm to fork to examine the different costs that are adding up to these prices. So Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I presume you started at a farm.
I did. And look, like anything, there'll be different costs depending on the type of market you're in and the scale of your operation. So a Chagas report just published a few weeks ago on farm incomes showed dairy and cattle rearing farmers are having the strongest growth. But then look, they have their increased output costs as well. To hear from a smaller scale farmer, I visited Newbard Organic Farm in Waterford, where I met with Siobhan Hubbard, who's the co-owner with her partner Ross. Now, the reason I went to this farm in particular, Pat, is that the abattoir that Siobhan and many more small farmers in the region used to use has now closed down. This is leading to farmers such as Siobhan having to make longer trips, and in some cases they just can't get their animals processed, and in turn then they can't guarantee the businesses they once supplied. Siobhan is part of the Talav Bio and Schlena Farmer Producer groups, which are trying to campaign for solutions to what they describe as a crisis for their part of the sector. We met at our farm near Lismore, where there were 21 pigs, 21 lambs. Siobhan starts off by telling me about the effects of abattoir closures.
Currently, I know some farmers are travelling up to 300 kilometres round trip to get a pig done. That's not sustainable. It's really unfair on the farmer. It's really unfair on the consumer, because we can't then give them pork when they want it because we're not consistent enough. So we become inconsistent, which means we become unreliable, which then puts us at a loss, you know. So where do we go from here? I really don't know.
So when you got that news that the abattoir that you were using was closing, do you travel further afield now?
Yeah, we do. We travel further afield and it's hard to get in. You know, a couple of butchers have actually come out of retirement and are killing one or two pigs a week for us. But that's not enough. You know, that doesn't keep our customers supplied, doesn't keep the restaurants supplied. But as the abattoirs shut down week by week by week, it's going to get harder and then we're going to come against more struggles.
Consumers, when they go into the shop and they see whether it's your pork sausages, your steaks, your butter, like they're seeing the prices go up, but they might not realise the challenges that you've just outlined here now, that all adds into fuel costs. But when a consumer sees the price of their food go up, in your eyes, where along the supply chain is this markup happening? Like, is it coming back to the farmer? Are the farmer receiving a few more pounds?
I wish we were receiving a few more pounds. It's getting harder, and over the past few years it's got even harder. It's got more of a struggle. You know, we've seen the price of feed double, electricity, diesel, you know what I mean? Every input that we've had on the farm has doubled. We can't double the price of our meat overnight. It can't happen because the consumer won't pay for us. So what I'm asking for, and what us as farmers are asking for, is a little bit of help and support from government and from policy leaders to make a change, to make us drive forward so we can deliver on government goals like short food chain policies and short food chain supplies.
That's Siobhan Hubbard from Newbard Organic Farm in County Waterford. Now, that's one kind of farm, but did you meet any farmers who might be operating at a larger scale? I mean, are they seeing greater returns as the cost to us of meat goes up?
Yes, so beef prices are having a golden moment. They're at record levels. And look, I know many farmers, being from the part of the country where I'm from, and they're renowned for telling you how tough times can be. And look, they might well be. So when you start hearing from farmers that they're happy with the price they're getting at the farm gate, then you know things must be good. So right now, Pat, beef is making up to €8 per kg. Last year, it was just over €5 per kg.
So why so much of a jump?
Well, there are a number of factors combined. So the demand for beef, not just domestically, but abroad, has shot up. Live cattle exports are 20% more than they were last year. And of course, look, their own costs have risen, energy being the big one. But then they're also being hit with feed and fertiliser costs. To go back to Siobhan there for a minute, who we just heard from, who's a small scale farmer, she told me that in 2021, it cost €700 for a tonne of pig feed. And now it's 1200. But farmers will tell you that, look, for years, beef was not making what it should have been. And they say that these prices are needed to make their livelihood some bit sustainable. I took a trip to Care Mart in Tipperary, where there was a cattle sale on, and I met with a number of farmers who say just because the price of steak is going up in the shops doesn't mean they're getting the full rewards of it.
Patsy Coffey's my name. I'm from Kilwine, Ballinamult, and I'm a dairy and beef farmer. electricity is chronically expensive for everybody, but for dairy farmers in particular, you're talking about every 2 months it could be 1,500, 1,800 euros. It's insane.
What would it have been at a couple of years ago?
It would be half of that, maybe 700 or 800.
And when consumers see their, when you talk about dairy, they see their butter going up, they see their steaks going up. How much of this is knocking back and falling back to the farmer?
Farmers are consumers as well. Like, we have to go to the shop and buy exactly the same as everybody else. We've always been price takers. As long as I've been farming, beef prices have been on the floor. I will accept it. Like, this year in particular, beef prices are great. But this is the first time I've seen great prices for beef as long as I've been farming.
I'm a beef farmer. I'm from Tipperary, near Cashel. Michael is my name.
What costs have you noticed increase?
The price of cattle themselves. It's the biggest cost. Price of replacement stock.
Replacements, but then at the same time, I suppose if beef prices are increasing, it's good news for farmers as well.
Oh, it's all good. It's 90% good. And for the producer now, it's going to go back to him, the primary producer. The dairy man and the suckler farmer will have a great year this year. So all good, no complaints.
And when the consumer sees the price of their steak increase, how much of this is going back to the farmer? Are these increases able to counter your other overheads?
Well, we're getting 8 euros for our beef. I was in a supermarket the other day. It was 42 euros a kilo for steak. So somebody's getting a big markup and it's not us.
My name is Andrew Thompson. I farm beef, sheep and I breed horses for racing. Well, the cost of feed has gone way up and the cost of labour. I buy reared calves and last year we were getting for around 330, 350 a head, and the same animals costing 780 to 850 a head. And the strong calf I'd be buying is costing over 1,000. Well, the farmer is certainly getting more at the moment, but there's somebody was making a lot of money out of us 2, 3, 4 years ago. Like, the factories must have been cleaning up against us. We're all in to make a few pounds, so you can't blame them.
As some farmers at Care Mart in County Tipperary. So you've been to a farm, you've been to the mart. Next up, the butchers. And how are they managing with inflation?
Well, the reality of it is, and listeners will be aware of this, that prices are being passed on to the consumer. This is the same in many restaurants as well. Business owners will tell you they can't pass on the full increase or there'll be no one in their shop or establishment. But to cover rising costs, menus, shelf prices are being adjusted, or even certain dishes are just being left off menus completely. To stay in rural Ireland before we hear from consumers in the city, I popped into an old style butcher's in the village of Arfinnan in Tipperary. Miles Butchers has been open for 99 years. I met with owner Tommy Miles, who also brought up the issue of local abattoirs closing down having an effect on supply chains and costs. Tommy says it's not easy to compete in today's market.
We'd be struggling now, I'll be honest about it. If we were able to kill our own stock, we wouldn't be too bad. But nothing we can do about it. We have to hang on the best we can, that's all.
You couldn't continue your own abattoir?
We couldn't, because we got no one to kill for us. The one man we had, he got a job driving the children to school.
That adds on extra costs and challenges for you?
Yeah, but it's all extras now.
But you have to travel further afield, do you, to kill your animal?
40 miles up to Johnstown. Even to Tormentia.
And then there's an added challenge then, you're competing with the large multinationals. Yeah. How challenging does that make it for you then as well, when the large multinationals are able to sell for a cheaper price?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You don't sell a pound of tea cheaper than other stores. They're not going to cut the price in that, but it just hit meat.
How do you think they can manage to...
I couldn't answer that. I'd love to know though. The cattle that we're killing at the moment are 2,000 each coming in. And the cattle we were killing this time, 12 months, will be 11 or 1,200. So how do you manage to survive that?
So you have to pass on the cost to the consumer.
Yeah, but it's not nearly impossible. And you hate doing it because you know that they're grumbling, but what can we do about it? Nothing. We have a choice. Close the door. That'd be the last straw, wouldn't it?
That's Butcher Tommy Miles from Arfinnan in County Tipperary. Now, bringing us closer to the dinner table, Josh, what costs are hitting families the most when it comes to groceries?
Okay, Pat, so since 2021, grocery prices have soared by almost 30%. And look, it's not your luxury items. People listening will know that it's your staples, like your butter, your bread, your milk, all going up. The price of a pound of butter has increased by over a euro since last year. Cheddar cheese is up 70 cent. And these are groceries in the supermarkets. When it comes to restaurant menus, it's a different level altogether of what's available, what cuts chefs are choosing now, and how much you'll pay for a good dish out there. To hear from those who are going home with their shopping to put a meal on a plate, I met with these shoppers in Dublin, and consumers are certainly changing how they buy and what they purchase. This woman says it's right across the board.
Everything has gone up in the last year, there's no doubt about that. But what I would find is that the necessities like your milk, your bread, like to go in and get a thing of sourdough, it's €3.50. The offers then, they put on these offers, but when you look at the little tag, you know, per litre, per mil, sometimes you're better off not buying the stuff that's on offer. So they're fooling us as well. I used to buy this lovely fillet of ham, and now they've reduced the size.
So you're watching out for everything. You have to keep an eye on it.
Everything. It takes forever. Even my wine takes forever now. Like what was $12.99, you're looking at maybe $22.99.
So you've just come out here now with a full trolley. Have you noticed, I suppose, your groceries go up in recent months?
Yeah, big deal.
Could you give a ballpark?
About €30, like over the last 4 years, maybe even more, maybe €50.
And is there anything in particular now? If you look into the bag there, you have your beans, your bread, your veg. What have you noticed go up the most?
I don't notice anything in particular, because when you're buying them singly, the price seems all right. It's only when you come to the checkout and you see the accumulative price, you know, that it's, holy God, you know, that's an awful lot of money.
There's a shop that I go in where I get bread and the loaf has got smaller and the price has gone higher. That's what's happening all over.
And has it made you change your shopping habits, or do you shop around now? Or do
I
you
shop around, so I do, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's risen by about €20 over the last 6 months, and we wouldn't have a huge output, but even still, and particularly like fresh vegetables, you know.
Have you changed up maybe your meals, or would you go without certain meats or products?
Well, I suppose from a health perspective, we try to cut out meat twice a week, but if you try to put fish in, sure, fish is as expensive, right, fresh fish. Sometimes we go with the old veggie lasagna to cover all things, but again, you know, it is a matter of trying to balance everything to make sure you're getting enough protein, enough good stuff, as well as keeping enough money in your purse.
Some shoppers in Dublin ending that report from Josh Crosby. Up next,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.